this next segment may not be appropriate for all listeners. The new documentary, I Am Jane Doe, tells the stories of victims of American child sex trafficking. And what happens to these children is truly shocking. Here's Seattle lawyer Eric Bauer describing what happened to a young person he represents.
She was right out of seventh grade, and she was trafficked for a long time and very heavily, getting raped on a daily basis by upwards of 20 adults a day, having at these seventh grade kids any way they want. And that happens, and it's real.
It's real, and yes, it is everywhere, largely due to the internet and sites like Backpage.com. Backpage is the second largest online classified site in the United States, second only to Craigslist. A 2017 U.S. Senate report found that Backpage supports the vast majority, some 80% of all sex advertising online. Now, much of that is legal, but as the documentary I Am Jane Doe reveals, there are hundreds of thousands of young children who are also trafficked on the site. And several of those young victims and their families have sued Backpage.com. Three young Jane Does from Boston took their case all the way to the United States Supreme Court. But last month, the court decided not to hear their case, so a lower court ruling stands. It found that Backpage.com is not liable for the content on the site. I spoke recently with the mother of one of the young women in the Boston lawsuit. We're calling her Sarah Lowe to protect her daughter's identity. And Sarah started by telling us more about her daughter.
My daughter is a very sweet, big heart, talented young woman. And she's just a great person,
yeah.
A great young lady.
How old was she when she was first exploited?
15.
What happened?
I dropped her off at her friend's house, and they were going to go to the mall together. And she had a time to be home, and she was to let us know when she was coming home because she was going on the T. And we would pick her up from the train station. And as hours had gone by, we were calling her. We couldn't get in touch with her. She wasn't answering her cell phone. We're texting her. I was trying to find her, calling the cell phone company, seeing if they can put a trace on her phone, doing things like the family locator on her phone, and it just had her everywhere, places that I couldn't figure out while she was in so many different places on her phone. I was looking up, like, her last phone calls had gone online, checking her cell phone to see, like, who was the last person she called or who was the last person who called her. Two men I spoke with said that they got my daughter's phone number from Backpage. I had no idea what that was. I had gone online to see what Backpage was, and I searched up her phone number, and then that's where I saw pictures of my daughter. They were pretty much, you know, it was really inappropriate. I don't know how else to explain it, but there were pictures of her in underwear and a bra.
So this was all in less than 24 hours?
Yes. And we didn't hear from her until the next day, the next morning.
And when you did hear from her, what?
We started to get ready to go to the police station. And once we actually got outside to the car, my daughter texted us and said, "I'm in the house." So she'd been dropped off. And we didn't really know exactly what happened to her because she wouldn't talk to us or tell us what happened. So, you know, we still don't know where she was or who she was with. And we ended up bringing her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, you know, I can only imagine the frenzy of the hours that you were trying to figure out what happened to your daughter. And you said you had never heard of this thing called Backpage.
Mm-hmm.
But once you did, and you saw the ad, did you try to reach out to the company?
I did. I emailed them telling them to remove the pictures, that my daughter was a minor. And I had to email them several times to even get a response back from them. And they still didn't take the pictures down.
I can't even imagine what my response would be if I saw an ad like that for a child of mine.
Mm-hmm.
How did you respond to that?
Well, I was very angry. I was hurt. And I'm saying, how did this happen? Did, you know, even the question, like, did she put these pictures on here herself? Because I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go through so many different emotions. But I mean, hurt mostly, you know, because even I know that the two people I had spoken to were grown men. I was so angry. I really was just so angry just to even think, like, how could this happen?
Now, forgive me for asking this, but when you took her to the hospital, did they tell you what they were able to tell you about anything?
We didn't really understand or know, because she wasn't talking to us, to me or to my husband. She wasn't really talking to anyone. So I did not fully understand what happened to my daughter until months later. I started doing research on my own and gave everything that I found to the police. Yeah. And then they were able to find the person who put my daughter on Backpage.
So can you tell me, like, what did happen to her?
I know that she was picked up from her friend's house by two people, a man and a woman. She did ask to go home, and they wouldn't take her home.
Did she know who they were?
The only thing I know is she was introduced to them by someone else, and she, I believe, was talking to them online. Mm. They pretty much kidnapped her. They took her to a hotel where a man was waiting for her, and he raped her. And then they brought her home.
I'm so sorry. How's she doing today?
She's doing better, but it's been a rough road. You know, she suffers from depression, PTSD. She's been in and out of the hospital over time, but she's doing a lot better. Not so much to me, but she's able to talk about the issue where before she wouldn't. She was able to, you know, graduate high school. It was a rough road. You know, but getting her the help she need and just really supporting her. This lawsuit really helped her a lot. It makes her feel, and the movie, you know, mm-hmm. It just makes her feel more like she's in control.
So that's one young girl's story. Others are told in the documentary film, I Am Jane Doe. I spoke with filmmaker Mary Mazzio about how the website Backpage became America's biggest sex trafficking website.
It's really fascinating. They created this website that at first I think they tried to legitimately filter content. Mm-hmm. And you see internal memos saying, if you see the word young in an ad, let's report it to the Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Let's report it. 2 days later, we're losing too much business. If it's young, let it through. And then over time, you see this evolution. You delete the ad, right? There would be instructions to moderators only if you are very, very, very sure it is a minor. So what happened was there was an evolution over time around revenue. Let's call it what it is.
How much revenue are we talking about?
So the Senate reports that in 2015, the site was making in excess of $150 million a year. This is hidden in plain sight. And the fact that it has been able to really operate in an unfettered way has been remarkable. And the federal judiciary has protected Backpage at every step.
Well, we should note that the lawsuit that the Boston Jane Does brought made it, you know, through the federal court system, but the United States Supreme Court has elected not to hear the case. So, Mary, what does that mean?
So it means that the decision of the First Circuit Court of Appeals, where, by the way, Justice Souter sat in, right, former U.S. Supreme Court judge, the First Circuit said a website operator can profit, can encourage, can participate in this federal crime. But because of Section 230, because it's third-party content, sorry. You, Jane Doe, you children lose.
I mean, is that the First Circuit's way of saying this is a problem that can't be solved in the court, that it has to go back to Congress?
Precisely. And of course, we have been speaking with members of Congress, and they said, how can federal judges be saying this is congressional intent? We never intended for this to happen. Congress has to step up and alter Section 230. And this is going to be a big fight because the tech companies have, for 20 years now, enjoyed this immunity and expanded immunity for third-party content. And as far as I'm concerned, it's corporate welfare.
And one last thing. Sarah Lowe, the mother of one of the victims that you heard from a little earlier, well, she's vowed to continue her fight to hold Backpage liable for its role in facilitating sex trafficking.
They have to be held responsible because these kids are going through it's torture. And my daughter's, you know, forever traumatized, even if she is getting older and she's doing better. But that's always something that she's going to have to live with. And they have to be held responsible. Something has to be done. I can't believe that there are laws that are set in place where kids can be sold and raped.
That's Sarah Lowe. I also spoke with Mary Mazzio, filmmaker of the documentary I Am Jane Doe.